This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the three-time All-American David Pollack here on the WadeFord.com hotline. What's up, Dave?
What up, homie G? How we doing?
Hey, man. Oh, you're big time now, man. I'm just watching your world, cowboy. Just watching every Saturday morning and watching.
Hey, man, what, you screaming or something, bro? Why are you so hoarse, man?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
All right, again, this is a total fastball just teed up for you. Because I've got to lose some weight, Dave. Yes, my voice has been jacked up. I've got a hiatal hernia. My stomach is not where it's supposed to be. So go ahead and make jokes.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm actually sorry I asked now, because that's just information I didn't really want to know. But, hey, that's good.
Yeah, if you were here right now, you could give me the Heineken maneuver and maybe put the stomach where it's supposed to be. Anyway, man, there's a lot of hype about this. We are having a hard time not coming up with the scenarios where Georgia doesn't beat Notre Dame pretty thoroughly. Give me a reason why Notre Dame will beat Georgia.
I mean, I think you could say Ian Book. Like, he's the guy that, at the quarterback spot, could give Georgia fits. I think Georgia's defense is one of the most improved aspects of this team this year. I think it's the reason. Like, you look at the sacks, they got 12 and 24 all last year. You know, they're, I mean, three games in, they're already halfway to what their production was. So I think Ian Book's scrambling, Ian Book's running, he's a running quarterback. He's not like a blazer by any stretch of the imagination, but he is a guy that can get first downs and scramble around and throw the ball down the field. Notre Dame's also a team that doesn't beat themselves. I mean, they don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't get a lot of penalties. They're not at a spot very often. They're not the most, by any stretch of the imagination, they're not the most athletic team in the country, but they play really well together. That's my case to try to make you feel like Notre Dame can beat Georgia.
David Pollack
not
joining
convinced,
us.
Not convinced.
Pollack, let me ask you this, though. You know, is this kind of the MO of Notre Dame? Clemson had him up, you know, 20-0 at half, and they go on and beat them last year in the college football playoff. Bama beats them in the 2013 BCS championship, 42-14, beat down. They're 5-13 in bowls since 1993, and they've lost all those big major bowl games since then. So when you put them in these big situations, they kind of fold up. Isn't that who they are?
Notre Dame's 1-18 versus top five opponents since 1999. Only three of the losses, by the way, have been by 10 points or fewer.
Wow.
So if you want to put it historically in context, the numbers are the numbers. Yeah, and they haven't lived up to it in big games. And so this is a big spot for Notre Dame. This is a lot to prove. Listen, if you don't think Notre Dame players think this game matters, they were talking about this game weeks ago, and they're talking about this game being enormous. Georgia players are next game on the schedule, blah, blah, blah. Notre Dame saw all the tweets last year when Clemson put them on their shoe and was curb stomping them in the playoffs. Georgia players were popping off and tweeting about, hey, I guess maybe Notre Dame deserves to be in there more than us. And right, if you don't think that'll try to give them more fuel to the fire. No, I mean, you can't defend that, bro. I can't sit there and go, no, Notre Dame's lived up to the hype. They haven't. They've been average for a number of years, and they haven't stepped up and made it beyond that. I mean, you remember 2012 when they played Bama in the title game? It was, God, that was ugly. And then last year in the semifinal, it was ugly. But in fairness, Alabama also got curb stomped by Clemson. So right, Clemson was just better than everybody.
Yeah, 2012 was funny. Alabama even beat him in the girlfriend department. McCarron had the hot girlfriend, and Manti Te'o had a make-believe girlfriend. It's David Pollack with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline talking about the big game. Just real quick, because we want to bounce around the rest of college football, but Dave, you played at Georgia. You've seen, you know, Mark Richt's teams and now Kirby. Has he finally built a team that is up there with Alabama, the size on offensive line and the depth, and also the playmakers and freshmen all over the place?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's night and day. This unit and what he took over and what he's taken it to be is night and day. I mean, it's unbelievable. There's more five-star linemen. Just on the offensive line, there's more five-star O-linemen than Coach Rick ever signed. I mean, that's how great he's done at recruiting. And, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Kirby's upgraded this roster, and the mentality's different. I mean, you can just see there's some nastiness. You look at Cade Mays on the offensive line, and and big Ben Cleveland, and there's just a sense of toughness and that was missing for a while. And so, you know, I mean, Georgia's not going anywhere. I tell people all the time when I go speak in Georgia, like, enjoy it. This is going to be the best run probably in Georgia football history over the next 10 years. And it's been an unbelievable building and recruiting. And just, if you don't believe me about that, just look at other programs like Washington, who's now got a starting five-star quarterback, Jacob Eason, who transferred from here. Justin Fields, five-star quarterback who transferred from here. I mean, you know, even the kids Kirby signed that have transferred are going on and having success. So the eye for talent and recruiting and discipline and building a championship program, Kirby's definitely got it.
But you're a defensive dude. What do you think about the defense? I mean, listen, when they played Notre Dame in 17, it was Roquan and Bellamy, and there were brand names on that defense that ultimately lived up to the expectation of what Kirby asked them to do, and then that team goes and plays for a championship. What about this defense?
This defense is better than any defense Kirby's had by far. And I think it's going to lack a little star power. You don't have DeAndre Baker from a year ago, you know, obviously the best defensive back in the country winning the Thorpe Award. You don't have Roquan Smith winning the Buckus Award as the best linebacker. But what you have is you have four corners that could start at most places in college football. You have three safeties that are playing elite level that haven't missed a tackle this season. You got 10 defensive linemen that you can rotate in and out. You got some young pups. I'm just telling you, bro, you turn on the tape and you watch, go watch number four for Georgia. That's an adult. He is an adult. I mean, he is a true freshman. His name's Nolan Smith. He's a true freshman that is quick and fast and all that stuff. But I'm just telling you, he's stoning people with his hands right now. I saw him bull rush 2 weeks in a row, bull rush offensive tackles, and literally he hit him so hard that they fell backwards straight on the back of their head. I mean, he is a superstar. Walker on the inside. By the way, dude, 6'6", 290. Go peep out number 44 on kickoff team. Yes, I said that right. He's on the kickoff team. Like, wow. They got some young studs. I think the quality of depth that they have, there's no weak. Jordan Davis, the nose tackle, is really good. There is no weakness on this defense. Well, inside linebacker is a little bit more of a question mark that maybe Dean answers down the road as a true freshman that makes you a little bit better. But defensive line is really stout. Outside linebackers have a chance to be really special. Cornerbacks and safeties are super, super good. A couple years ago when Georgia played for a national title, they had guys that were smart and in the right position but weren't really great athletes. Now you don't have those guys on the field anymore. Now you got guys that are phenomenal athletes and are also in the right spot.
And now just a matter of dotting the I, crossing the T, and getting the natty. It's David Pollack with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline out in Athens, and we'll be out there, guys, at Grindhouse on Friday all day long. Dave, let's move it around the SEC. LSU finally got the offense that people have been clamoring for. It looks like the LSU team that actually can beat in Alabama.
Yeah, for the first time in a long time. I mean, every time we try to watch LSU out Bama, we know what the end of the movie is. We've seen the credits. We've seen it roll. We've seen it 4,000 times, and you know they're not going to win. Yeah, different style. How about this, guys? What's going to win the SEC? Is it going to be the Big 12 or the SEC? And I say that because if you're watching Alabama and LSU, they're throwing the ball 30 times a game. They have very limited run game. They're just going to throw it all over the yard. Georgia looks like an SEC team from the past. The old school hits you in the mouth, going to pound you, going to play action. Like, what style's going to win out is fascinating to me. LSU and Joe Burrow, good Lord. They are, you know, it's interesting to watch their offense and how much different it is in the past, but they're unique to college football because they got a coordinator that comes in now. He's not technically the coordinator, but he is. Joe Brady from the Saints. And he's not just living. Most offenses in college football are, you know, it's like basketball. It's like the Warriors. It's threes or dunks. You know, it's the quick game or it's the deep shots. Well, he's living on the intermediate passing game and really feasting on people that direction. So does that continue? And does Joe Burrow continue to have sex? And two, by the way, Alabama's not running the football at all. They're having very little success pushing people around and getting the power running game going, which is so surprising to see. But Tua's so special. His three wide receivers are just freak shows that are three of the best at their positions in the country. And so it's going to be fun to watch those teams and battle out. But LSU definitely 100% has a shot.
It's David Pollack, guys, ESPN college football analyst. You watch him. You see him on game day. They'll be in Athens. You buying Michigan, bro? I watch them and I go, I just don't see it with what Harbaugh's trying to do. Now, maybe, you know, everybody says, well, he doesn't have the right personnel. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is the quarterback he wanted. This is the system. Now, I know they just changed systems. They're trying to do more RPO stuff. But, David, what do you see with Michigan in the Big Ten?
Michigan is the same boat as what we've talked about with Notre Dame. There's a lot of talk about them in big games. And there's a lot of not delivering. I mean, they have consistently not delivered. And listen, there is no more excuses for Harbaugh. Like, it's just, these are all his guys. And by the way, the reason Michigan's success has been so good the last several years has nothing to do with Harbaugh's offense. It has everything to do with Don Brown and their defense.
Right.
And Harbaugh was hired to be because he's an offensive innovator and he's an offensive, you know, genius. And his offenses have been very average. And by the way, this isn't going to change. Their offensive line, they don't mount people off the football. It's going to be hard to establish the run game, the power run game, because they don't have guys that are moving people off the ball in that way. Shea Patterson is – I got crucified week zero when I talked about Shea Patterson by Michigan fans. I mean, they just absolutely murdered me. I said, what has Shea Patterson ever done to give you the belief that he can take his team to a college football playoff? He doesn't show me – he doesn't know how to play the quarterback spot yet. Can he learn? Sure, but it's getting a little late now, and his eyes come straight – by the way, his eyes come straight down as soon as pressure comes. He doesn't go through his reads and step up in the pocket and make strikes. Like, he's got to continue to evolve. And now you play Jonathan Taylor in Wisconsin. I think it's going to be more of the same next week when we're talking about this, because I think Wisconsin's going to win the game.
Yeah, Michigan goes to Camp Randall, guys. And Dave and College Game Day will be in Athens this weekend for the Irish and Notre Dame. Dave, speaking of the Big Ten, obviously Justin Fields just looks like he fits perfectly. Is Ryan Day going to be like Lincoln Riley and they're going to beat Michigan?
Yes. Yes, right now, what I'm seeing, I absolutely would lean that direction. I mean, it's early in the season, but I don't know defensively when I watch Ohio State, man, they got some dudes. I was sitting there the other day, I was going through the film, and I wanted to watch some Chase Young, and he's number two of their, you know, defensive end, outside linebacker type guy. He'll probably be the number one, number two pick in the draft next year. Absolute freak show. And then I'm like, who the heck is this cat on the other side, number 11? Like, he came in the game like seven plays later, and I look him up, and he's true sophomore, 6'4", 270 from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm like, is that Chase Young or is that Chase Young? And I'm just I'm like, where's this garbage? Like, where are they finding these guys? It's unbelievable the level their defensive line and secondary guys, they just pumped out at a crazy level. Who is going to beat Ohio State in the Big Ten right now when you look at the offenses in the Big Ten? Michigan State, they haven't been able to score in 25 years. I mean, their last five Power Five games, they have three touchdowns, by the way. Three. When you look at Penn State, severely missing Moorhead as an offensive coordinator and Trace McSorley at the quarterback spot, they look very pedestrian at that spot. Michigan, you look at them at the offensive spot. Okay, Jonathan Taylor in Wisconsin, are they the team that can rival them? But, man, it looks like Ohio State's in a good position with a really good defense and a pretty good offense that – Who's gonna score points on that defense consistently and beat them?
Pollock, have you ever seen the disparity we're seeing with Clemson and the ACC and everybody else? I mean, no one even comes close. Look, I think Virginia's a good football team. They're not beating Clemson. They went up to Syracuse. They handled business. Florida State's a joke right now. There's a huge disparity to where Clemson is and everyone else in that conference.
There is no easier path to the college football playoff history than what Clemson's about to do. I mean, thank God they challenged themselves like a little bit out of conference with picking up Texas A&M. I mean, it's bad. I mean, you look at the ACC just last week. By the way, I don't know if y'all talked about this. How does Georgia Tech lose to the Citadel? You ran the triple option for years and years and years. Like, surely you can beat a triple option team. No! I literally pointed that. I'm like, what on earth is that garbage? Herman's beaten Virginia Tech at the half. Pittsburgh loses to Penn State. Mm-hmm. NC State gets curb stomped by West Virginia, who hadn't had a 10-yard run all season long, and they run all over them. I mean, it was a bad week. You know, you see North Carolina lose to Wake. I mean, there's nothing on Clemson's schedule that remotely is going to get you excited. It's going to be literally a cakewalk to the college football playoff, the easiest path by far. The interesting thing, I guess, would be if they were to somehow find a way to stumble to nobody is if they'd still get in, because it's going to take it. It's bad.
Well, brother, we're so proud of you, man. Again, working with you back in the day, and you were a big star. Can't wait to see the vibe and the atmosphere. It's going to be bananas on Saturday. And don't be a stranger, man. Let us pick your brain some more, man.
No problemo, guys. Just text me. Hit me up, brother.
Pollock!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.